There is something very interesting going on with the Old Tone Music Festival, folks. And right now we're going to bring in Trevor Roche to talk. I'm probably pronouncing Trevor's last name wrong. I'll say Roush and see what happens from there. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning. Roush works for me.
I was going to say Roche and then Roche, but Roush finally came out. Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So for first of all, let's talk about Old Tone Music. What is it, first of all, for people that are not aware of you folks?
Old Tone is, we started 4 years ago as a little small one-day festival that is appreciation of all things American roots music. And now we've morphed into a full-on four-day camping, dancing, singing, picking festival in Hillsdale, New York, on Cool Whisper Farm. And that's in September.
That's in September. And what date's in September?
The 6th through the 9th, so it's the weekend after Labor Day, when the summer starts to slow down a little bit and people have more time to get out and do things like that and not feel like they're going to miss everything else that's going on.
All right. Now, you have something before that coming up, though, right?
Yeah, on July 28th at the Rojam Park in Hillsdale, right on 22, we have our more electric one-day festival that we call Supertone, and this is the second year that we will be doing this festival.
All right, so let's talk about this festival, because this is more of a compact festival than what you just talked about.
Yeah, this is all happens under, there's a big nice barn that keeps us out of the, if it's too hot in the summer, we have the nice shade there, but we have three stages, and it's kind of one right after another, bands all day. This year we're starting at 3:30 and we're going to go all night, and it kind of starts with a little more on the milder side, and as the night drags on, everything gets a little louder and a little more theatrical.
Well,
it's kind of like the food court of music festivals, because there's something there for everybody in the whole family. You know, nobody's taste will be left out.
So now, do you kind of start off like you've got your guests? Your foot on the gas pedal slightly, and as the afternoon and evening goes on, it goes down a little farther and farther and farther?
Exactly, yeah. But the unique thing about it is a lot of these folks, we have a lot of crossover with the Old Tone and the old-time musicians that have other musical outlets, so it's kind of like a fun further appreciation of American roots music where it's, you know, they get to plug in a little bit and show the their other sides, which is fun to watch. You come to both festivals, you probably see a few faces in the bands that you recognize from one festival or the other.
Now, is this a rain or shine thing? Can you guys get along if it rains and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a beautiful barn at the Rojam Park that's so the stage is completely covered, if it starts raining, everyone will just get closer and dance a little closer to each other.
All right.
Rain or shine.
And how much are tickets for this?
Tickets are available online on the oldtonemusicfestival.com website. We have a Supertone link on there, but tickets at the door will be $30. So I think that's maybe you're paying $1.50 per band if you want to look at it like that, which is a pretty good deal for this day and age.
And as you said, this is a festival. Is there going to be food available and stuff like that?
Yep, we'll have the Hudson Valley Table of Contents food truck will be there doing a New Orleans-themed menu that day. One of the headlining bands of the festival is a band called the Lonesome Doves, which is the honky-tonk country music project of vocalist Erica Lewis, who is the singer of pretty well-known Tuba Skinny band from New Orleans. And she grew up with the woman who runs the food truck, so we're going to do a little New Orleans party at the food truck.
Okay, so now Supertone, once again, is coming up at the Roelof Jansen Park in Hillsdale on Saturday the 28th. Once again, if you go to oldtonemusicfestival.com and right at the top you see Supertone, you can just click on that for tickets. But you also, correct me if I'm wrong, you also appear at the Dewey Hall in Sheffield with shows on quite a regular basis, right?
Yeah, we kind of do a whole bunch of stuff. the people behind Old Tone, there's five of us behind this, and we all kind of end up booking some one-off shows in different places. So Dewey Hall is a place that has amazing events there, and there's a swing dance every second Saturday of the month there, and that starts with lesson and then a dance. And then we have a Facebook page, Old Tone Native, and that has a bunch of stuff we do. Like this Thursday at the Half Moon in Hudson, we have Supertones presenting a show there with an amazing honky tonk band from Nashville called J.P. Harris, and then we have another country band from New Orleans that'll be there. And then the founders of Old Tone have a band called the Hay Rollers, and they'll be playing a set that night too. And we'll have tickets available to Supertone there for only $23. So if you want to get your tickets this week, you can get them at the Half Moon in Hudson.
Well, it's a good thing you guys like music, because it seems that's all you do.
Well, it's not all we do. We all of us have full-time jobs, so I'm looking out the window right now watching the rest of my farm crew harvest beans and gas up the tractor for the day. So,
all right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And once again, a reminder that Supertone 2018 at the Roll of Jansen Park is on Saturday the 28th. Tickets and more information, oldtonemusicfestival.com. Just look at the top on the right-hand side for the link to Supertone 2018. Trevor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, take care.
Bye.
That just sounds like a fun bunch of guys and gals that love music, have regular jobs, and spend the rest of their time putting on music for you to enjoy.